All right, well, join me in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving. Gracious, loving God, we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to come together and break bread and have a time of fellowship with one another. We're so grateful for what we call the church, the believers who come together and to celebrate and take time to pray and lift up one another. And we're just so grateful for, Lord, what you did whenever you said, you're going to build a church and the gates of hell won't be able to stand against it. So we're grateful for that, Lord. And we thank you for all who've gathered here today. We ask for wisdom and grace for the leadership of our country as we go into a new time of government in the next few months. And we thank you for all of that as we come together and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Now, when you were here on this earth, Lord, and you went all around and the disciples followed you, and then at the end of the day you stopped and you built a fire and you cooked and you had a time of fellowship, and then you went off by yourself, and it puzzled the disciples, and they said, Lord, where are you going? Well, guys, you know, I'm God in the flesh. I told you that, remember? So I suffer everything that you do. I get hungry, I get lonely, I get tired, and I need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah. Can we do that? You betcha. He said, I'm going to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray together, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.